some of you have heard God's covenant words to you. And the responsibility from this point is not mine. You see, because I can bring the word to you, I can even lay hands on you. I can prophesy to you. But God doesn't want only that. He's looking for something personal with you. The days are over. I want you to know the days are over of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And I'm not saying that to be offensive. I'm saying God ended the priesthood with Jesus Christ. He ended the Levitical priesthood and it moved into the Melchizedek priesthood, which was a priesthood of relationship. Sister, you have been held back first by people. There are four people in particular that I'm seeing, three powerful, one not so powerful but has a big mouth, have held you back and kept you from moving forward in Christ because they would say things that were unconscionable about you to you, and they hindered you from following God. But tonight the Lord spoke covenant words to you. I heard it come over my shoulder. And I hear the Lord saying, your season is on you. Your season is on you. You are a leader. God calls you a leader. And I say that carefully, but I'm saying it. I see it in you. You are a leader. And God says it doesn't matter what someone else said about you. Will you hear what I'm saying? You are a leader in my family and in my kingdom. And if you will allow me, I will raise you up in the order of your house, and I will put you in a place that will shift the lives of young women and young men all in front of you. Woo! To the point that when you reach your aged days, they will come back to you and say, thank you, Mama, for loving me. It's time for you to step past what others have said. You are not what they said to you. And God says it's time for you to agree with the covenant words that He's spoken to you. The Lord just told seven people to raise your hands up, and none of you did it. And I'm not going to tell you why He said it. You're going to have to do it to find out. I saw Him tell seven people to raise both hands straight up in the air. What are you going to do? Six, seven, others some more. You feel that hot stuff on your hands? You just stuck your hands up to the gate of heaven. You're realizing who you are tonight. Not that you didn't know before, but the Lord is really, really bringing it home to you. And your hands are getting warm. Young lady, God says you are a woman of God. Look at me in my eyes. You're a woman of God. And you will not be beaten down by the words of mankind again, because God has put His anointing in you. And now you have reached and have found an open heaven. God says you are precious in His sight. I'm going to say what He said. He said, you are my virgin daughter. You are my child. And you will belong to no other but me until I give you up to the man that you'll marry. Are you married yet? I had to check on myself there. The Lord never lies to me, but I scare myself sometimes. Hallelujah. The sister with the green part on your necklace there, the Lord says you're about to take a spiritual journey. He's going to, that's funny. He says you like to walk in the woods. He's going to take you on a spiritual journey that's like walking through the hill country and finding neat animals and plants and things like that. Am I right? He's going to take you on this journey and you're going to, He said the treasure you're going to find at the end is who you are to Him. And you're already touching. You feel that? Like your fingertips are brushing something? You're already touching. You see, it doesn't have to be these people with their hands up. You, where you go, that's where the open heaven is. Got something? All right, he pointing at me. I thought he had something to say. Doesn't that feel awesome? There should be a warmth on the top of your head going down the back of your neck. Am I right? Everywhere. It's a disorder. Is it type 2 diabetes? In your family or on you? Neither one? Because I'm feeling like a blood disorder. Is that you? Okay, get ready. Hold your hand out like that. Don't let me scare you, because I'm going to smack the fire out of you. Gone. Oh. Go! Leave her now! No more! I rebuke this blood disorder, and I command a reworking. Father, she has your blood in her. Let it overtake everything in her cardiovascular system. In Jesus' name. I bet if you take a breath right now, you can breathe easier. Did your lungs fill up more than they were before? Who else has the nerve to find out if that open heaven is above you? Feel that warmth on the top of your head? He did that in faith, because I didn't call his name and I didn't point him out, and he found it. Young man, there's a call not just to minister but to preach on your life. I don't know if you're aware of it, but and I'm not telling you got to be a preacher tomorrow, but there's a call from God for you to preach his word to the generation that you're going to be a young man in. And if you will listen to me, how old are you? I was 11 years old when God called me to preach. I was 12 whenever an old lady prophet came to our church and prophesied over me. And so this is your season. I'm going to tell you that you don't have to be perfect, but you need to do your best to follow God to the best of your abilities. And you need to hear this. Dedicate yourself to Him. Because whenever you come into your own, it's going to be the season that the church needs you the most. And the power of God, what you saw here tonight, the prophecies that I gave, and the anointing that you felt, is nothing compared to what you're going to walk in, because God's going to train you from this point forward. And remember what I said about order. If this is your house, talk to that man. And he may have you washing toilets, but if you'll be faithful, you'll walk in the power that I walk in and more. Holy, 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 holy. It's holy, 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 holy. Now, what I didn't tell you was that when everybody gets involved, the opening spreads. It spreads. It spreads. Last time the Lord had me minister on openings like this was at my ministry son Johnny Davis's church. You've been there? Well, they're not there anymore. But we were in that sanctuary, and they'd moved all the chairs out of the way, and I was ministering just to the leadership. And something started moving among his wife and some of the intercessors, and the Lord said there's an open heaven above her head. And so I had the ladies lay hands on her, and then the men come behind their wives and lay hands on them. And the Lord said, in doing this, you're spreading that opening. Well, we opened it up, and we spent several hours just bathing in the presence of God. And after that, they had been planning on buying land on the west side of Lubbock, and even had the deal going. But then, the largest church that had been occupied by a predominantly black congregation came open. They had to shut it down. And the Lord spoke to him, and he said, drop this deal and go for that. And he didn't want to. But you have to get in agreement with God's covenant language. They went in there, and the devil fought them tooth and toenail, because that was a neighborhood that he had a stronghold in. But they stayed on their face and stayed on their knees. Do you know Satan fought them to the point that the finance company they were going through told them they absolutely would never get that church. And so he called another finance company in Amarillo that happened to like him. And they said, you know what, let's just forget about that other group. We'll finance it and we'll finance the down payment. And a year and a half later, they're in that 400-seat sanctuary, and they are praising God. Revival is happening everywhere. I'm telling you, God has opened up something in here, and you are about to see what He will do with a people that's dedicated to Him. Come up here if you want to, sister. Come on. Come on. Yeah. You know who I'm talking to. Come on. Come on. What? Yeah, I will in a minute. Just stand right here and raise your hands like you had them again. She's being visited by the Lord right now, so I can't interrupt it, but I needed her. I needed her away from any other influence. Not that y'all are a bad influence. Please don't take that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have called you out of this life. I've placed my hands on you. Will not remove them in this life or the next. You are mine. You are mine. I have called you as my daughter, and I have kept my hands on you. I have protected you in the midnight, in that hour when you thought you would die. Give yourself to me. Give yourself to me. Give yourself to me. I'm calling you to come in deeper. Give yourself to me. Oh, give yourself to me. Agree with me that you are blessed and highly favored. Oh, my daughter, how I've loved you. Oh, how I've cried when men would hurt you. How I've hurt when you were hurting. And this day, I put an end to all. I put an end to all of that. No longer will you know. No longer will you know the pain. No longer will you know the hurt. No longer will you know the anguish. For my hand is on you. My hand is on you. Oh. I have called you from the time that you were born. You have been mine and no others. Though others said that you belonged to them and they would not let you go, I have said you never were theirs, and I have claimed you this night. And come into agreement with me. You are mine, you are mine, you are mine, you are mine. You are mine. And you belong to no other. Oh, oh. Woo. Woo. Woo, yes. Woo. Woo. Ah! For this sovereign Lord says to you about you. I have called you mine since the day you were formed in your mother's womb. I knew your name then, and I know your name now. And you are not what men have called you. You are not what women have called you. You are not what institutions have called you. You are my child. You are my child. You are my child. And there is none that will take you from my hand. I will hold you. And from this day forward, none shall raise their hand against you without me answering it with my own voice. This is what I say. The Lord says that He's going to seal this. You're going to walk into a sum of money that you did not expect. And it's going to pay off every major bill that you have. And set you on the path to a success for your future. Because, do you have children? How many? He says He's doing this because you have been faithful since the day that you recognized He was working in your life. You've been faithful and you have not complained about Him. Says, you have not complained about Him, although you have complained about some hard times, but never about Him. You've never blamed Him, and you have never spoken wickedly of what He is doing in your life. And tonight you recognized that this last wrestling was not the devil. God was wrestling you so that you could know your identity. And I hear that He calls you a Deborah. You are a mistress of praise. You are a mistress of prophetic utterances, and you are a daughter of God. No longer will abuse be yours, no longer will slander be yours, and no longer will you hear your name spoken of in wicked terms, because God says you are His, and He will not allow that to happen again. I hear the Lord say not to worry about your children's college fund. Because you were worried that they would never be able to get a secondary education. And I see that your children will have the ability to train as doctors, lawyers, and scientists if they so desire. God is going to provide that. This is what happens whenever you get in agreement with God. This is what happens whenever you agree with what God is saying. I don't tell Him what I want. He tells me what He wants for me. And I say, yes, Lord! Woo! Are you feeling things in your extremities that you didn't feel before? Like sensations? I don't know. The Lord just showed me angels fluttering around you and they're touching you all over your body. That's cool. That's really cool. You saw that too? Hallelujah. Jeremy, you saw that too? Wow. Okay, now. This is just how I operate. So I get words of knowledge. The Lord said, somebody just wanted to run up here and get what she got. Were spiritually envious and you wanted to get what she got. Now, here's the deal. We are agreeing with what God says about us. It doesn't matter what He says, we're going to agree with it because He says, I know the plans I have for you. They're plans to give you hope and a future. He never plans anything bad for you. Is it all right if I ask my ministry son to assist me? Jeremy, would you please come help me? This young man's been in my life for nearly 12 years. And has faithfully trodden the hard path of Jacob, finding out that his name is Israel.
Rabasan Chefre Madin Draba, Era Kramasu Jemali, Lamasovro Moruda, Eramoroses in Astasna Maharikre, Ilabara Brahite, Mahedin in the Hatameira, Ilamahara Drisa, Iso,
Icontamasobane, Asobojai, Asomboravai. I hear the Lord saying, and I don't just say flowery stuff. But I hear the Lord saying, you envisioned a life and then cast that vision aside because you didn't feel worthy to have it. But I hear him calling you Naomi. You were Mara. You were bitter. But the Lord says you are Naomi. And your descendants will rise up and call you blessed. You will have children. I can see how many, but I better not say because you might not agree with it. The Lord says, yes, there is a man out there that will love you for who you are, even when you reveal your dark secret to him. I know that because he's already out there and he's looking for you. He hasn't found you yet, but he's looking for you. And he doesn't care what's in your past. He loves you and he will be glad to have children with you and to raise a family and to set them out on the earth. Wow. Holy Spirit, I rebuke the words the enemy has spoken over her. I rebuke the effect that those words have had. And I say that she is no longer bitterness, but she is Naomi, and sweet like wine. She is clean and free. In Jesus' name, you see her different. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please don't wait for me to prophesy to you. Reach out and get your piece of heaven. Reach out and find your open heaven. I hear the Lord saying that thing that you have feared the most will become the thing that you praise Him the greatest over. I see someone about 25, maybe 23, a young man in your life. How old is he? 27. Okay, I was close. Does he serve the Lord? There's something going on with him that the Lord says there is a fear that you have. And the thing that you fear the most is going to become your reason for praising God the greatest where he is concerned. Is he in here tonight? What's his name? Joshua. Is this his house? No. Are you in this house? Does he serve the Lord? You said he did. The Lord keeps showing me things. I need some music still. Joshua, whether you know it or not, has been struggling with God. Not his salvation, but just with God, because God has told him, son, I want you to be a minister for me. I want you to preach my word. And he struggled with that. And you've known it for a very long time. He has denied it since he was 18. And your fear is that he will always ignore the call. But God said, little do you know, but he's waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning because the Lord's reaching over and shaking him. And he's waking up and he's having to answer God. And that his answer is going to be yes. Is he married? Well, you need to get ready. Because he's going to meet a girl that you are going to fall in love with. But I need to tell you, don't let him know how much you love her. Because it will make him push her away. Okay? So that's God's forewarning. You're going to love her for him, but don't tell him too much because he'll push her away. But she's going to be the one that helps him walk into the ministry. So I speak over you, Joshua, that in the name of Jesus, your spirit, man, will come into the order of God. That you will get in agreement with the covenant words that God is speaking. And that you will say yes to God's will and to God's way in your life. And I say, you will preach the word of God with fire and with power. In the name of Jesus. I said, but you still don't believe what I said. You have to come into agreement. Now I'm going to hit her hand. But the Lord said for me to do that. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. That's it. Take a deep breath and blow it out. You just saw a picture of yourself, the most beautiful you've ever been. God says, that's how I see you. That's the girl I see. Says this, hours and hours you have sought my face. For weeks and weeks you have prayed. And the question has always been the same, Lord, will you help me shove these things out of my life? And the Lord says they will not leave with any amount of shoving. So he is that burning you feel in your chest, he's sending the fire of God and he's going to burn those things out. He's doing this because you are coming into agreement with him. And Satan, here's what happened. Down your family line came some personality traits that belong to your grandmother, your mother, and one of your aunts. And the Lord says you have hated those personality traits in you, but because you have come into agreement with God, he is going to burn those things out, and your life will be different than it is now. Take a deep breath. Take a step to the left. Come up close. Not you, the girl behind you. You take a step to the right. Okay, now take your right hand. And I want you to cup it like this. And I want you to smack her in the middle of the back. Take a deep breath. Ready? Smack. That's good. I like that. Take another deep breath. Increase the pressure a little bit. Smack.
Let it out. Do it again. One more. Oh, now this time say in the name of Jesus when you do it. Take a deep breath. One more, I believe. No, two more. Take a deep breath. In the name of Jesus. Finally, in the name of Jesus, I command for every bit of these things that she hates in herself to be burned out, and for her to be so totally free that she feels like a different woman. In the name of Jesus. Father, when she wakes up in the morning, let her countenance look different to her in the mirror, because you have shifted her. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. He's moving on you. Yes, he is. He's moving on you. I can feel it. I can feel it so strong. He's wrapping his arms around you and saying words of love you never knew he felt about you. He loves you, girl. He loves you. He told me to tell you this. He said, tell her I'd take a bullet for her. That must mean something to you. He loves you. Woo! Man. That hurts, don't it? But it's a good hurt. Not only is he getting rid of it, he's cauterizing the wound, and you're not going to bleed any. And not only, here it comes. I hear him saying that step up, that elevation, that graduation you were looking for is being presented to you tonight, because you've come into agreement with what he said about you. Yes, God. Yes. I hear him giving you a caution, and he's doing it with a grin on his face. I hear him giving you a caution, and he's doing it with a grin on his face. He's saying, be careful, because you're breaking through into a realm you've never been in, and you feel like you're at your strongest. But Paul said, when I'm weak, he is strong. He said, you're going to break into this, and it's going to be such a big realm, you're going to feel the smallest you've ever felt, and yet you're going to be at your most powerful. So when you start feeling small, you better throw yourself on the Lord, because I hear him say, this is a rodeo you hadn't been to before. You used to say, this ain't my first rodeo, but he's saying, this is your first rodeo like this. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heard what the Lord said to you? He said to tell you that he'd take a bullet for you. And that for some reason that means something to you, and I don't know what. But something's about to happen to you, and you're about half afraid of it. Like, God, I want something, but I'm not sure I want it. Are you going to knock me down? You're going to beat me up? What you going to do? But he's got his arms wrapped around you. He just wrapped them around you. Let me see. Let me see. Here. Would you help me? I need you to stand behind her. Do you know this lady? Okay, I need you to stand behind her. For some reason, put your right hand right there. There we go. Yeah. I hear the Lord saying that he's healing. You have bruised places all over your heart where you have been spoken to in manners that should never have happened. You've had things happen to you that should never have happened to someone of your age. But I hear the Lord saying that his own hand is coming in tonight, and he's healing those broken places. He's taken his own oil. Give me a little bit of oil, Jeremy. He's taken his own oil, and he's pouring it. Not just touching, but he's pouring it into the broken places until they fill up, so that he is making up the difference. Where you feel inadequate, he's coming in and he's causing you to be adequate. He's saying, you don't have to do the work. I've already done it, honey. Just lean on me and trust me. Come into agreement with me, because I call you something different than you've ever been called in your life.
You are my daughter, and I love you. I've only heard him say this twice before, but he's asking me to tell you that he's sorry. You ask him, God, where were you? Why weren't you there? Why weren't you there? And he's saying, baby, I am so sorry, but I have committed to let man make his own choices. And there was a man making his own choice. And the Lord says he's here to heal you now. Are you ready for that? You ready for that? Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I'm going to take a deep breath. Take another one. Just keep taking deep breaths and letting them out. There's a mama in this house. You just wanted to come up here and wrap your arms around this girl. Who is that? Quickly raise your hand. I need your help. Please come up here. Come up. Both of you, wrap your arms around her. The Lord says because you felt abandoned by him and you felt hurt and harmed because you didn't think he was there, he is doing double duty over you now, and he is bringing you total and complete healing. But aside from that, he is causing you to gain more than you ever lost. The things you lost will be paid back sevenfold, the Lord says, and you will not ever in your life feel inadequate to come before him or to speak to him again. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost moving in here. Yes, 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 yes. Asote hida na sota ma bisneto vrina pardonesa brande. Yes, 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 yes. Satan, you are rebuked. The power of God is called forward. We're under an open heaven, and you cannot stay here. In the name of Jesus, be free. Be free. Be free. Every broken place healed in the name of Jesus. I need some intercessors over here that know how to pray for people. There's healing happening here. There's a family getting healed up here. There's healing happening. Woo! 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 I want you to put your hand on her back. God's about to do something with you, young lady. Holy Spirit, in ways that she's never known, I'm asking you to fill in the broken places, and I'm asking you to heal her completely in her body, her mind, and her spirit. There we go. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. Holy, holy, holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Holy God. Revival! 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 Revival, come here! Pastor, the Lord says that he's about to give you continuing strategies. It's not that you've reached the end, but you can see the end of your strategies. And he says he's about to give you strategies to carry you beyond where you're headed now. Because this house is about to begin growing again. I don't know if you've just come out of a season where you plateaued, but the Lord says you're about to begin growing again. What's happening here is going to cause a growth. This family, these people, whatever's happening here, and I'm not even... The Lord hid it from me, but this house is about to grow again. It wouldn't surprise me to see you jump 50 people by September. God is getting ready to send this house into a state of continuous revival. You are ready. 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 Remember the order of the house, and you have to get in agreement with God. And I hear him say, remember the Jethro principle. Impart your spirit to others that can perform some of the duties that you have because you're about to get busy. Okay? And I'm sure that you know the ones that you can do that with. But some of you are about to receive a laying on of hands from this pastor, and you are about to take on duties you did not have. Don't get the big head. Get the little head and serve. Serve the people, serve God, and see where God takes you. Hallelujah. Your whole countenance is just lightened up. You just look different. You were beautiful before, but you're stunning now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord told me to call Jeremy up here, and I didn't even put him to work yet. Over him. If the Lord gives you a word, fine. If not, just pray over him. How old are you? That's an awesome age. Now, are you related to anybody up here? Sisters? But you, brother, I'm sorry. The Lord says the words that you have heard, you will hear no more. The hurt that you have experienced, you will experience no more. And He's about to lead you, young lady, and young man, and young lady. He's about to lead you all down a path of trust. Well, you will learn how to trust Him. And learn His love for you. Because you're a little afraid that He may skip out. Am I right? So He's going to lead you down a path of trust. And you're going to learn to love Him like you have never loved anybody. Because you want to love somebody, but you're afraid to. But the Lord tells me that you're going to reach into Him and you're going to grab Him and you're going to love Him like no one you have ever loved before. And when you do, your life is going to open up like a white rose. You're going to blossom. And in the morning, that ache that's always right here, and you thought it was a cold, is going to be gone. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and I command for that grief to leave this girl in Jesus' name. How old are you, young man? Let me see your hand. The Lord says what He's doing for you is He's removing the sensations of guilt, because there were times and moments when you could not protect when you wanted to. There were times when you wanted to speak up and couldn't. And He said that your thought of manhood suffered from that. But God says that He sees the backbone in you. And He sees your ability to stand. And He calls you a Samuel. He calls you a Samuel. You can hear the voice of God sometimes when the older ministers cannot. And He says from this day forward, He's going to begin to heal your self-worth. He's going to begin to heal your identity. And by the time this year is out, this is June, by the time you hit January of next year, you're going to know, look me in the eye, you're going to know who you are. And you're never going to apologize for who you are again. Because you, young man, are powerful in the body, and you're powerful in the mind, and you're powerful in the spirit. And I hear the Lord saying that His ancestors were powerful people. Is that your folks or someone else's? There's ancestors. There's someone in your bloodline who stood up strong and powerful and didn't apologize for who they were. And they have passed this on to you. And Satan has tried to attack that. Because he doesn't want you finding out who you are. Because when you do, he's going to suffer loss in your family's life.
Have I not even called you Samuel, who would keep my fire alive and would hear my voice when I speak? I call you Samuel that will help set up a nation and will help set up kings and priests. I have called you Samuel, my prophet, and I will call you powerful, says the Lord. You will find who you are and you will revel in who I am, says God.
Take a deep breath because it begins tonight. Take another deep breath and raise your left hand. There you go. Deep breath. Oh, what am I seeing, Lord? That's, raise your hand up to right there. Take a deep breath. I'm going to hit you pretty hard. Let it out. Ha! It started tonight. The Lord planted a seed of revelation in you. And from here on, you're going to have dreams and visions. And you're going to hear the word of the Lord. It's going to be like you know it all of a sudden. And you need to know that's the word of the Lord. And lock into the house and get in the order. I believe I have one more. I see three men. One past 60 and the other is past 35. They're men that touch your life somehow. And they are running at this point from God and His purposes. And whether you know it or not, it has caused you no end of anguish and grief. But the Lord says that is going to change. As a matter of fact, it's already changing tonight. It's shifting. Because the one, the older one, is going to begin having dreams that he cannot turn off. And God's going to speak to him in those dreams. And the two younger ones are going to begin to feel so convicted that they will not be able to stay away from the house of God. Please know that I'm just speaking what the Lord says. Do you know who I'm talking about? there's the two younger ones, I think, are brothers. Or very, very close like brothers. And one of them is mean and the other one is ornery. And the man that's over 60 just doesn't care anymore. So you need to know that it begins tonight. The older man is going to begin dreaming. He will not be able to get away from it. And the two younger ones are going to be convicted. They're not going to know what it is for about 6 months. They're going to get as grouchy as a calf with a hoof torn off. They're going to get grouchy. But endure it, because when this is over, they're all three going to be in church raising their hands to God, and they will be saved. I have no doubt they will be saved. Hallelujah. God is interested in your family. He's interested in your family. This girl's getting so high in the Holy Ghost over here. It's just unbelievable. She's got the concept. If there's an open heaven over you, you don't have to wait for the prophet to get to you. You just swim in it. Swimming, and I'm going to tell you what I feel. I feel that this open heaven that God has established here and spread out tonight is not going to leave. So what my pastor, when the revival came to their house, he told me that open heaven is always there, and when he feels like they need to move up into it, he tells the worship pastor, let's take it vertical. And they go to worshiping God, and when they worship God, it is amazing the things that happen in that place. Asimatina. I'm going to have to call it a night. You want to experience that open heaven? It's here. And you can have it in your heart, in your life. What's his name? There's a man you pray about. What's his name? I see a man about 43, about 6 foot tall. Is that a yes or a no? There's a man in your life. You pray about him. What's his name? Job? Okay. I hear the Lord saying, be patient. I don't even know what's going on, but he just says, be patient. Be patient with Job, not with God. Be patient with Job. Because whatever path he's on, not familiar, he's not familiar with it. And so he's stepping real easy, and it frustrates you. It frustrates you, and you could get a little irritated because you think he ought to hurry up. The Lord said, have patience with him, because once he makes up his mind and he takes that next step, you're going to have to keep up with him. Okay? Hold that in your heart. Father, you hear the cry for family. You hear the intercession for those who would run. And Father, your word says in Isaiah 59 and 21 that the spirit that you've put in us and the words that you've put in us will not leave our mouth or our seed's mouth or their seed's mouth or their seed's mouth or their seed's mouth henceforth and forever. In the name of Jesus, I declare covenant over your family, and I declare that they will not be able to escape the Spirit or the Word of God. They cannot run forever. They're going to get tired. And when they get tired, God will overtake them, and they will find their place in the body of Christ. I command it in Jesus' name. Holy, holy Father God.
Happens sometimes we feel the prophet didn't come to me. Many words are spoken right now in this atmosphere that you can receive for yourself. The word of God has no restrictions, it has no boundaries. It'll continue. Not only do you know my voice, not only do you know my coming and my going, but I'm about to reveal to you a revelation and an understanding of what I'm doing in this city. You feel like you've been overlooked. You see that sometimes it goes beyond you. Do I fit the mold? Am I something that I must stay in this mold? But sometimes I feel like it just goes beyond me. They overlook me. But God says, this is your day of promotion. This is your day of elevation. This is the day that the light is about to shine. And when the light is about to shine, I will call all men and women unto you. And I will call upon the leaders of this city to come unto you and to know that I have placed you in this place as a beacon of light in this city. Your voice shall be heard, but my spirit shall be felt.
The fire that continually flows is the virtue of Almighty God that flows through your hands. But you have felt like the fire has been dwindling now, and I've come to fan the flame, to blow on the embers that are there. You're about to see right now, under the anointing of Almighty God, touch upon the leaders. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Do I sign it again or do I wait? Sign. 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 It is my covenant that I have made from the beginning of time. Hey, my God. My God. Beloved, you had suffered much. You labored hard, intensely. Does it get to the point that I will see it in my time? Or will I be like Moses? God says, you will see it with your very eyes. You will see it with your very eyes. Honey, 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 honey. Let it drip like honey, the revelation that it will come out of your mouth. Let it drip like honey. Let it drip like honey, says the Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Prophet, can you do me a favor? Can you anoint his earlobes? His eyelids? Father, in the name of Jesus, I call him to be an apostle, an overseer. Hey, yes, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. Yes, you're worthy. But you've been tired. You've been weary. I have felt the wind blow before, but I don't know if I've missed it this time. The wind is blowing in your direction, and you're about to hear a new sound. A new sound that is about to come, that is coming over the mulberry trees. And it's about to land right now upon the city that you have said that I have taken stake into this ground. And I said that I would labor and sweat blood for what you have called me to do. Receive. How can it be me? How can it be me? Beloved, an overseer is because you love the compassion that you have. If prophet felt he was done because God said it's time for him to start just for you. Just for you. But what he anointed you is so that you will hear and see. A hearer and a seer is anointed that you will speak, thus saith the Lord. I thank you right now, and I bless him with the crown of his head and the soles of his feet. Work on the man of God's behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Identity, sir, has been spoken. You do for others. You serve for others. You serve for others. When is it my time? It's your time. It's your time. It's your time.
The Lord says, because you plugged yourself into his order, you waited your time, and it seemed as if your time passed you by. But I hear the Lord saying now that dreams and visions are coming. Things that you think are for younger men are coming to you, along with the impetus and the energy to perform them and to train others to take the vision and run with it. God says he has registered your faithfulness in heaven. And now he is returning your faithfulness to you in the form of anointing for ministry, the power to speak in a quiet voice over a region and have the principalities that are wicked be torn down. He says, your voice will carry the authority of the throne room of heaven and will not be refuted and will not be ignored. And it will absolutely come to pass as you speak the things that he says. He's going to tell you in dreams what to say. He's going to show you in visions where you say it. And when you speak it, it will begin happening right then. Because you will be faithful not to speak until he says to speak. And I hear him say, I call you my young man. You felt like you were too old, but I call you my young man. Is not 35 young enough? Behold, I give you a new heart. I give you a new heart. I give you a new heart. I give you new lungs. I give you a new physique. Your muscles will tighten, your skin will tighten, and it will be as if you've had a body lift, and people are going to wonder what diet you were on. I give you a new heart. New! Father, give him new arteries, new veins. New arteries, new veins. New arteries, new veins. And let his body attract all of the iron, all of the vitamin B12, and all of the things that he needs for the energy that he's going to want sustained in the days to come. Wow. Man. And the Lord says you're going to be shocked by the authority with which you speak the words that he brings. You personally will be shocked. And the first time it comes out, you're going to stop and wonder if that was you speaking. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit tells me, my brother, that you're not ready for what he's about to do. You've prayed for it. You thought you've seen it in visions. He's going to scare the living daylights out of you before this is done. You're going to see miracles unlike anything that you have ever heard of. You're going to see revival unlike anything that's been heard of since the Azusa Street outpouring. And he says that you're in the middle of his time and season. Revival is now being poured out, and it's about to be poured out in the middle of your people. And I hear him say, this is the sign. The hardest one is going to be the first one to break. The hardest one is going to be the first one to break. And he said, it's going to shock you what happens. So get ready to be knocked down by the Spirit of God. And when you wake up from being passed out, start running this thing, because he's put it in your hands. He's put it in. As a matter of fact, I don't even know where your church is, but I see that God has given you a territorial region into your authority. And when that happens, other churches are going to start turning to you for direction. And he said, just run with it. Just run with it like they've been with you forever. And treat them like ministry sons and go right into it, because you're about to see a powerful and massive move of God. You have prayed for the miraculous, and God says the miraculous is about to cut loose from your personal ministry. You're going to speak things, and what's going to happen is it's going to happen, and it's going to shock you to the point of laughter. You're going to laugh so hard with so much joy that people, you're going to be known for your laughter from here on out. You're going to be like the happy hunters. The laughter of God is going to be on you because you are so joyful with what he's doing. I need to activate that. Put your hand out. Just put your right hand up here. Right up here. Right, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command an activation of the gift of miracles in this hand, in this hand, in this body, in this body, in this body, in this body. Ito ho masitani.
Prophesying to the other gentleman, I kept seeing arrows shoot your way. Arrows. These aren't arrows that were coming to attack you. These were arrows that God says, I put them in your quiver. Sons are coming back to you. Spiritual sons and daughters that have left are coming back to you. And I hear the Spirit of God say, will you be the prodigal father that will embrace them as they return? Will you run to them, because I'm bringing them back to you? Not only are they coming back, but I see that they're coming to help you move. I see that you're getting ready to move. My God, thank you, Jesus. I have spoken into your heart and into your spirit. And you know that something has been stirring. Something is right there about to break loose in your house. And the Spirit of God is saying, I'm bringing the workers for you. The ones you have now, they're great. Don't misunderstand this. But I hear the Spirit of God says, you need more for the level on which you're going. You continue to teach my people because you teach from the heart. I'm bringing sons and daughters back to you that will work and will help get you to that place of a greater, greater, greater level the Spirit of the living God. God, I bless him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And I thank you right now, not just for a preached word, not for a prophetic word, but I thank you for the word that is in his life. And I thank you that that's what he hangs his hat on, is the word of God. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, I thank you for the man of God. And I bless him. I bless him as a general in this city. General in this city. I thank you for his heart. I thank you for his heart. And I thank you for divine healing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you, sir. I bless you. I honor you. Don't get weary in doing good, because you're making a change. People's lives are changing. Households are changing. The alcoholic and the drug addict are changing their life, but you're allowing them to come. Come as you are, and he'll meet you right where you're at. Your heart is for the people. You see them how God sees them. You're changing, and the real sense of revival is reviving the household. Forefront of your ministry. Change the household so you can change a family. As you continue to focus on family, you will see that sons and daughters that will be birthed into that family will come and serve the Lord with that same principle: love, admiration, respect, honor. And God says, I have entrusted you with this gift and this mandate. Walk in it. See what I'm about to do for you. Jesus' mighty name. Blessings, blessings to you.
I hear the Lord say that you have been involved in, I'm not sure if it involves prayer, it involves action, but he says because of your work in the spirit and your work physically, that city government is about to shift. To shift because you allowed him to use your spiritual authority to have an influence in areas that you normally would not have reached for. Because of this, as revival is poured out, this city will begin shifting in its governmental aspects. I just hear the Lord say that the governmental aspects of San Antonio are going to shift. So where my work is done through the politicians, even when they don't think they're doing it. And this is a sign. A patently wicked politician. This year or next year, and I'm not sure which, but I believe it's within this year or early next year, will actually stand and give glory to God to his own surprise. Because God is shifting this city government, and it has to do with things that you have been involved in. And God wants you to know that. You are effective, my brother. God says you're effective. I hear him saying it. As a matter of fact, it's like I see the word all over your body. This man is effective. Satan would have you believe otherwise. Here we go. Father, I'm asking you to give this brother a view from the outside in. He's been working on ground level for so long and having such an effect, but not feeling as if he has. I'm asking you to raise him up and let him see from a bird's eye view the things that you have had him doing and the effect they've been having on the people around him, the area around him, the region around him, and this city. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command it. Father, I just command greater influence than he's ever had in his life And I command it politically. I don't know why you're having me do this, but I command a political influence for this man, because he will not let it go to his head. He will stay humble and he'll stay faithful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Oh, the sweet, sweet presence of God is still in the house. Still in the house. And the important thing is not to miss it. Don't miss it. What goes out and what is declared is for you to receive. It's just to receive it. We have heard the Spirit of God come in and begin to declare things very, very, very strong concerning position, identity, and order. He doesn't just speak into the house. You got to understand, he's speaking into the atmosphere of the city. But the city doesn't change unless the churches get in order. We want to pray that the city gets in order, but we, the church, don't want to get in order. You can't change the government if your church government is out of order. The church has to be in order. Why? Because he's already given us the blueprint. We're the ones carrying the blueprint, but we're not reading it. We're not understanding what we're supposed to do. We just think because we have prayer, we have power, but we don't want to activate the power in our own house. You got to. It started Wednesday night for the House of Manna folks in here. It started Wednesday night. God said, I've been declaring some things. You got to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Those that have ears, let them hear. Don't come in, just get the goosebumps, just get the hands laid on you or a prophetic word, and then you leave and you stay the same. And you don't want to change. Everything begins to get stirred up inside of you, but you go down and say, well, it wasn't all that. Well, because you didn't get what you wanted, so you get upset and you get mad. But don't curse what God is doing. Receive what God is doing. Well, I thought prophet was going to prophesy to everybody. What'd you do with the last word that was prophesied to you? If it ain't come to pass, then it's something you got to work it out. What we usually say is work the jelly. Work it. Pray it. And what he tells you to do, you do. I don't want to miss what God is saying in this hour. I appreciate prophets that come in and confirm all kinds of things and then make me cry like a baby, because I know now I'm just going through a process. Yeah. Aren't we all? But let's make it to the end of the process. And when we come out of the process, let's know why we went through the process, so that we come out wiser, not more ignorant. And let's let God speak with direction and clarity so we can follow it. He's not speaking to just a church to tell a church, get in order, sons. Get in order, daughters. No, he's telling you, get your houses in order. When you get your houses in order, you can get to church, and it's easy to follow after vision. What I hear the Spirit of God saying is that when things begin to open, you first got to have an awakening that is open. Because if not, I love the analogy, you can walk around into that garage looking for that string to pull, but you're going to stub your toe, you're going to get a little bit mad, you may get bruised all over the place, but by the time you get to that light, you've been beat up left and right with the obstacles that are there because you didn't give time for the awakening or for your eyes to adjust. You know where the string is at because you've turned it on once before. But just to navigate through something because you're in a hurry, you get hurt. You may know that it's there. It's been there for a while. How do I get past all of this? It's been there for a while. Wait, give it some time so that your eyes can open. Get acclimated to what's around you and your surroundings, because if he allowed you to be there, he wants you to understand why you're there. So then we pull on that thing that activates the light. You ain't as beat up like you used to be. And when that light comes on, one of the first things you do, you don't go in there looking for what you're looking for. you start doing self-assessments. What I stubbed myself on. So that next time when I come in here, because here's what we do. We don't move the junk and get that garage in order. We leave it there. But we just try to make sure we know where it's at next time we come back when we're in darkness. Come on now, we know how we are. Plenty of hangers in the closet, but we won't hang. Hey, okay, I'll just leave it alone. Everything's on the floor. You know, the weight bench that nobody used, we just use it there. It just holds the clothes. But I'm trying to tell you that God is speaking for a reason. A reason. And if there's something that's been lingering around and you've been in the dark for too long, you once knew what was there. But the enemy has put those scales on your eyes. And God is trying to give an awakening. An awakening. And it's open. It's open. We have to walk through it. We have to walk through it. Are you ready to walk through it? There is so much instruction was given on two nights here. Just two nights. So much. And I don't want to miss the instructions. I want to walk through. And when I stub my toe, I want to take notice of what that is that I stub my toe on. Because that tells me there's something else that's right there that can hurt me. And I want to see. Open my eyes, God, so that I can get a better understanding of where I'm walking and what I'm going through. So when that light turns on, maybe it's for me to understand that He's guiding me, navigating me to that place where I need to go. Amen. Let's let Him do that work in us. Amen. I hope you received your word tonight. Prophet did an amazing job. Ray, you did a wonderful job setting it up. Setting it up. And I know you wore my shirt tonight. I'll make sure you have something to work, you know, before you leave. He came into the office. He goes, "How you doing?" I said, "Sinning. I'm coveting right now my shirt." Like, it was like, Prophet, we knew each other. It was like we knew each other sitting in there, laughing and cutting up. Here's the thing I've told my wife all along. You put me in front of T.D. Jakes, anybody, I'm going to be me. I'm just going to be me. Prophet of God, and prophesy, paint off these walls. I'm still me. I told him, you can come in jacket if you want. You can come in suit. But if you want to just come in T-shirts, just come. And I told you guys from the very beginning of this, I'm not doing programs. Just let the Holy Ghost move. Right? Did He not move? Did He not move? Let's quit asking the anointed people. Did God not move? Did He not move? Did He not speak? Come on, girl. We got victory, don't we? We got victory. We got victory. Don't we got victory? We got victory. I celebrate your victory. I celebrate your victory because I know I'm getting my victory too. Hey, did you hear a prophet said? He said that you wouldn't surprise we jumped to 50 because we plateaued for a while. You heard it, right, Sylvia?
Yes, I heard it.
Uh-huh. That we had lost some people, but God was getting ready to elevate us. So He started talking about, we wanted to get some land. You saw me jump up. I want some land. And then He said, no, but there's going to be another church that's about to shut down. I'll take whatever comes my way. Shoot, I stay listening. I tell my people, what's my saying? Don't get ready. Stay ready. Stay ready. Because God can show up any moment at any time. And we stay ready. We stay ready. I pray that you have an understanding that God spoke today. Oh, did He speak? Oh, did He speak? And He did a work, a phenomenal work. But it ain't over.
Amen.
It ain't over. Don't leave here just go, service is good tonight. Hey, praise God. And tomorrow you don't even want to go to church.
Amen.
You don't want to go to church because I'm tired. We've been there since Wednesday and then Thursday and then Friday and then Saturday. And you know Friday, Ray went until about midnight and then, Prophet over here, he kept on going, and Pastor has to talk because Pastor feel like that. And y'all come, and then come Sunday, where's that opening? It ain't over. I ain't talking about the conference. I'm talking about when He opens, it's open. It's open for you. Don't miss this. He got into my message when I was getting ready to talk tomorrow, but I may have to change it up. You see, the angels were ascending and descending. Who is at the top? The one that's sending. You don't miss this. A true apostle sends out, and a true apostle receives back. on your behalf. And a true apostle not only is the one standing at the top looking at where you have to send to you, but is the one also receiving what you're asking for him to receive. Not only did he do that, then he also comes back and says, let me just change everything about you. Because the true apostle sits at the top and sends down. I'm trying to tell you, it's open for a reason to get to you what you need.
Amen.
And then what is he going to do when he asks you, what do you want, prophet? What you want?
Revival!
Revival! That's what I want! Amen. You want a car? It'll be nice, but I want revival. You want a house? It'll be nice. I want revival. Why? Because revival will change the atmosphere and where I live. It'll change my city. It'll change everything about me. It'll make money come and find me. It'll make houses be given to me. It'll make cars come to me. Watch this. And when it comes, I'm going to give it away. Why? Because it's the process of giving back. That's what revival does. What happened? God says, are you ready when the drunks come in? What happened? Not even 5 minutes later, drunk. Hey, what's up, Pastor? What's up? And we had the church floor like, oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They didn't know what to do. They're coming because people are coming to their true wine. And they want to get drunk? Let's get them drunk in the Holy Ghost. They may come in drunk, leave sober, but drunker than when they first came in on real wine. All we are, really, in reality, are bartenders. That's what we are. Let me mix it up for you. As we mix it up for you, I'm going to give it to you a little bit different than what you would have had before. I may put an olive on it. I may put a little twist to it. But you're going to drink it up, and you're going to feel good on the way out. Why? Because you're not drunk with the wine like you perceive. You're drunk with the new wine. All we're doing is just mixing things up. You get prophets together. And it's funny because you start seeing their eyes go. Their head tilts like a dog. And you know they're just... Then it'll ring all your mail. Where are you going? I'm about to read yours. But what I do know about this is when he brings prophets together in one room, it's because God wants to do a work. Because he says, I'm looking for a mouthpiece to speak what is in the heart of God. And what is in the heart of God begins to reproduce into those, the very soil where it has to come from. When prophets come together, it's because we're about to do something. And I said it before, covenant. Covenant begets covenant. And I witnessed some things, right? I talked to you like a brother. I joked around with you. I said, God, I thank God that we can be men of God, but be real men. Hold on to one another. Hug each other. Say, I love you, and I pray for you, and I thank God for your ministry. And never worry about any type of jealousy. Just know, if you're blessed, I'm blessed. Because he's blessed. The kingdom's blessed. And I prophesy to you, right? I prophesy the anointing of William Branham on you. And I know that it's going to continue to manifest in your life. Where the angel of revival will step right in. That you won't even be able to stand before the people of God. That all you're going to do is just fall on your face. And the people will honor the presence of God. There's an anointing that follows you. That will change lives forever. Not just for a moment. But forever. And God said, I wanted you to connect with him because you're like-minded, like-spirited, like-anointed. You can cut up and be real men so that we can get real men back in the church. Real men that will come back and stand before people and weep before people. Get broken before God and before the people and say, that is a man of God. But before he's a man of God, he's a man. You've been
broken. You've gone through some issues. You've gone through some stuff. And in that process, you have felt some things have been taken away from you. Things have been stripped from you. Is it going to turn? When is it going to turn? Did I make a mistake? God says, it's because I'm getting ready to take you to a place that you can't be held back. You know I don't talk to you. You know we don't talk all these pleasantries. We just talk because we're brothers. But I know that the Spirit of God is saying, I'm very well pleased with you. Let my oil flow through you, because I'm getting ready to send you. And that anointing that was on Renewman, and the angel that would follow him, that would bring about the greatest revival of healing, signs, and crazy miracles. Crazy miracles is going to come. But beloved, remain humble. Humble. Be a man. Remain humble. Because I'm about to do a great work. A great work. Through your life. Because of the process that you're in. Because of the process. You said, I've been remaining faithful, God. I've been staying steadfast in you. And I don't know sometimes, God, how come it's so hard? Did I make a mistake? What did I do? And I hear the Spirit of God say, beloved, you keep on. You keep on, beloved. You keep on. You keep on. Because the oil that is coming is fresh virgin oil. Ready to bring about revival. And leaders, and pastors, and prophets, and evangelists. It'll change the course of the direction of where they were going. You will see glory clouds just come all over you. You will see the dust fall on you. You will see gemstones fall around you. It's because I've ordained it from you at the beginning of time. Before the foundation of this earth, I have called you by my name. My name! And you will see it manifest through you. I got a glimpse, God. But will it continue? I got a glimpse and I got a taste and I'm hungry and I'm saturating for it. I just have this thing that cannot be quenched by anything else but your presence. That's why I let you experience it for a moment. Because what is about to come, that taste will be in your mouth. And you say, I keep tasting metal. You taste my glory. And my glory will come out of your mouth and be displayed on the lives of the people. And you'll see the greatest revival take place, man. You're going down to South America here recently. Coming up. It's coming up. I hear the Spirit of God say, there's going to be some divine connections that are going to go down there with you. And watch the pure manifestation of His power. 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 I bless you, my brother. I bless you. I honor you. I thank you. I thank you. Victory is all mine. Victory. God bless you, man. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we get envelopes? Look, I know.